We suffer. We open. We do so with a smile. And then a long, slow, deep breath is a receiving and a releasing. It is sensuous, tactile, present. We settle into all the sensations of smiling, moment, presence, sitting up, being here, breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Feel it in your body. Feel the breath and feel the release. And if for you in this moment there's not a release, there is a rigidity or a worrisome thought or an anxiety, an aggression, there's something. Something didn't go right. Something's on our mind. Just feel that too. Because that is to be present. What's going on? What really is going on? And then, no matter what it is, beneficial, detrimental, happy, not so happy, no matter what it is, smile and breathe. Sit up, tuck in the tummy a little bit. Be present. This step is about release, but it's not about distraction. In fact, it's one of the steps that helps us get in touch with how much we are distracted from what's going on inside. Inside our mind, our emotions, our body. In fact, our self-made reality. But when we soften and open, feel the breath coming, going, coming, going. We are allowing ourselves to be present. And then if there's something that is troublesome, the only way it can change is if we're actually present to it. Because then, with wisdom and some form of creative compassion, we might be able to do something about it. But if we keep distracting ourselves from it, we won't. That's the definition of insanity. So we breathe through the tip of the nose and remind ourselves of proportion and perspective. This breath comes from everywhere and everything. There's nothing small about it. And if we have a trouble in our mind, in our emotions, a pain in our body, we can breathe our breath right to that. And if we just want to breathe, we feel it come through the sinuses. Curve down the back of our throat, down the windpipe. Every part of it is alive, sensuous, tactile. Lungs soften, open, in order to receive life's breath, and then breathe just enough. That alone is a magical teaching, because so many of our troubles is because we haven't learned just enough. And then magically upon that is an interlude. Not in, not out. Complete infinite potential. Just there. And from that infinite potential, which is also a pregnant pause, lungs soften again, open again, in order to release. And what do our lungs release? That which no longer serves. Again, the magical, mysterious, profound teaching of our lungs to just let go of that which no longer serves. The applications of this are profound, so we'll sit for 10 minutes, breathing as fully and as presently as we can. And if every once in a while you find yourself in contemplation, well, that's called insight. But be careful of the stories. Instead, present to the lungs, the process, the senses, and the tactile sensations of being alive in proportion to the world, where breath is perspective, where breathing is the now. We breathe in and we breathe out. present, breathing here, not thinking about the day, but instead the miracle of presence, the wonder of being human that is only accessible as we are right here, right now. And for the few people that might still be challenged, we have a couple of minutes left. Use it well. Let breath and this moment, your presence, be like a lover. Be so attentive to this breath, to its source, its coming in, its tactile nature. And feel the velvet of the breath itself. Feel its flow as it cascades in and then as it is given back out again. Feel chest rise and fall. Feel ribs open and then come back to shape again. And then we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. But one day, and maybe today, that completion of the sitting does not stop a meditative attitude, a meditative curiosity with life, but instead, it will simply be a transition from sitting in meditation and trying to be present to then taking that presence into the rest of our day. We breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self. And we realize we are light, breathing with and in the world. Before you go, meditation through its entire thousands of years of history has had two purposes. One is to be in touch with the transcendent, which ultimately, of course, is our very inner nature. And secondly, clarity. And clarity and simplicity go hand in hand. Clarity ends up being truth, the real, what is right. And what is right is, of course, subjective, but each of us knows from deep inside, from our authenticity, what is. So clarity, truth, what is right. And simplicity is about here, what really is here, what is simple, instead of the complexities that our mind creates and that in any given cultural society in its history is creating. So meditation, if you are sitting here and you're finding that because you're meditating or learning to meditate, that there's starting to be a little bit of a snag with aspects of what goes inside your mind, what goes on in your life, that there's a distillation that wants to happen in the life, and then a little naggy, that's because what's happening from meditation is calling you to what's real. And that's the case, again, for the tens of thousands of years of meditation. It's a direct result, and it's why we learn to meditate. So let me encourage you to be here now at any given moment of the day. Let me encourage you to be inspired by what's going on inside you and to begin to use it for choice. Choice so that you make decisions that will enhance your life and not distract you away from it, that support you in the energy and the money and the time that you spend instead of siphoning money, time, and energy off from you. That meditation and the changes that are happening within your mind and your awareness, your feelings, your senses, let that support you in the changes that meditation brings to everybody when we let them bring them. And that's actually more happiness, more contentment, more ease in our life, because we make changes for clarity and simplicity. Love you all. Create your day.